All right, Trouble, say good morning. I'm sorry that we lost 6 minutes this morning. My apologies. So let's at least salvage a few minutes. So we left off with yesterday. We're beginning today, I should say, Osyud. Osyud, I sent it out on the chat. Hopefully you've seen it. So Reb Tzadik writes this also, and I will say here, he's transitioning a little bit of to a little bit of a different discussion. And he writes as follows. Kol binyan limudo yihye al hamikra shetziva Hashem. This is really quite fascinating. He says, literally again, the entire learning of a person should be built on the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. So what does this mean? If you take a look in the Be'uri HaChasidus, so if you take a look again on the commentary section on the bottom, you will find that Reb Tzadik writes as follows. He says, "Mitchilas hashas ramzu lanu chazal shekol binyan limudo shel adam yeh miyusad al hanikra hapasuk shemisocho mevair shetziva Hashem al osam mitzvah shedanim ba o mispareshes b'mishno b'gimara." So this is incredible. He says, you know, when a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah, so that mitzvah obviously comes from a pasuk, right? That mitzvah comes from a particular verse. So Reb Tzadik seems to be suggesting something very interesting, that when a person goes ahead and is learning something, binyan limudo shel adam, so whether a person's learning or a person's performing, a mitzvah, in the moment that he's learning or that he's performing, ultimately, again, he should have in mind the pasuk, the verse that serves as the foundation for what it is that he's doing. And Reb Tzadik goes on. I'm going to continue to read in the Be'ori HaChasidus section. And he says, "Upasuk zeh yihye nochach inov b'chol is shedan b'prate mitzvazu." And he should imagine this pasuk in front of him the entire time that he is involved in this particular mitzvah. V'haynu, sheyiskar ki azer hudan be'es ke'es limudo. So this is actually quite amazing. Reb Tzadik is highlighting this concept that when I'm learning or when I'm performing a mitzvah, that I should have the pasuk that is generating the obligation for performance or for learning in front of my eyes. That I should go ahead and literally be imagining this in front of me. So that a person ultimately, again, should be able to go ahead and see what it is that he's doing right in front of his eyes. He says, "Va'al zeh." Well, you'll see what this means in just a moment. "Va'al zeh ramaz Rabbi Huda nasi b'chiburo b'rosh hamishnayis v'pasach b'loshon me'imasai u'bazeh atanak rai." So we'll stop over here for today, only because this is going to be a bit more involved as you go on, but just suffice it to say as follows. What Reb Tzadik is highlighting is really something dramatically amazing, which is that a lot of times when we engage in our Yiddishkeit, so we become very focused on the details, which of course is what we're supposed to do. So right, we become focused on the mechanistic details. We even sometimes become focused a little bit on the spiritual details, which is incredible. But sometimes what we lose sight about, or what we lose sight is, that at the end of the day, what I'm doing because the Ribono Shel Olam asked me to do it. And I was about to say, how many times does it happen that sometimes I learn Torah or I do mitzvahs and I don't even think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? I know that sounds strange because that's what I do. But yet, it happens all of the time where essentially things that I do because I'm used to doing them, because it's part of my habit, it's part of my daily schedule, and I do it, and I'm even proficient in it, but I don't necessarily think about the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't necessarily think about the Ribono Shel Olam. It says Reb Tzadik, that when you go ahead and you do a mitzvah, or you go ahead and you learn, to make sure to visualize in front of you the pasuk that is generating the mitzvah, the pasuk that is generating the limud. Because then when you think about the pasuk, where does that pasuk come from? That pasuk comes from the Torah. And where does the Torah Kedosha come from? We just saw the whole sugya. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by visualizing the pasuk that generates the obligation, that I'm, the concept that I'm learning about, or that generates the mitzvah that I'm engaged in, I remember not just to be proficient in the performance of the mitzvah, the performance of the limud, but I remember that ultimately it's connecting me to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we'll have to stop over here. Again, my apologies for the 6-minute delay, but Emirat Hashem, we'll finish Sif Yud, Emirat Hashem, on Monday. Shukran, everyone.